producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food he wants.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt that he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Before I get the hurricane flu shot and all the people running from it, abandon ye, the shores of GSK and all of Big Pharma. I do want to acknowledge something here. We were off for a few days. We had some good encores, and we actually had some pre-recorded stuff. And Super Don, I know you had to kind of prep things as well through the holidays, but I just want to say I am so grateful that we had a little bit of a downtime. A little bit. Not totally, but a little bit. That I just hope I remember how to broadcast this show. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, you with me?
I am, and I will say that... Mm-hmm. You know, this time, I would say, you know, I'm thinking back on all the different holidays that we've ended up doing encores and stuff.
Yeah.
And I would say this is the first time I can remember where we weren't going, I don't know. It's hard not to
broadcast.
Yeah. No, but I agree. You got to have some downtime with the family and do some stuff, and I got to consume more calories in a 3-day period of time than I have all year.
You ate enough for me and you and then some. That was
holy cow, dude. You know, we have that talk every year about Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's like, oh, did you overindulge? No, I didn't overindulge. I just did.
Right.
Man, overindulge, man.
Yeah. I think last year you had a cup of tea. That was your turkey.
And a cracker, a glass of water and a toothpick.
It was a good switch for you. I'm so happy. Your plump cheeks are just showing me, and they're nice and rosy. You're ready to play Santa Claus now.
You know what? I passed on the frog legs, though. That's about the only thing I didn't eat.
Louisiana frog legs for Thanksgiving. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I just couldn't do it. I was thinking about Kermit, you know, sitting in the swamp playing the banjo. Ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. I just couldn't do it. Yeah. I couldn't do it.
You know, your compassion for you knows no end for those little frogs. Super Don, we got, I'm trying to be a better example about this because, you know, I eat well. And I'm really hardcore about quality of food. And you know, even Dr. Batar acknowledges you're about as clean as anybody I know. And I'm sure there's somebody that eats cleaner than me. I realize that. But the idea is being a living example. And I think I've not been a good example for taking time off. I admit that freely because.
I and everybody who knows you for years have always called you the hardest working man in health talk radio, and you are. I mean, you have it, but it's because you have such a dedication to the mission that you have done so. I'm glad. You talk about being elated that I had the opportunity to, you know, do what I got to do and eat. I'm elated at the fact that you got to be able to do that because you don't take that very often.
No, and I love being able to harvest my own green bean casserole from the garden. It came out. I grew green bean casserole. I didn't have to prepare it. It came out as a green bean casserole when I picked it. No, my wife magically.
You grew a casserole? How did you do that?
I grew a green bean casserole. No, it's amazing what's going on. And I'm not a big fan of tomatoes. oh my gosh, the bumper crop, they took off, and the collards are exploding like fireworks in the back. It's very exciting. Really exciting. I just can't wait to prepare the beds for the next thing, right? And I haven't even begun to think about harvesting sweet potatoes and potatoes. They're growing so well now, too. We got carrots and everything. So I'm just so pleased with that. And that to some degree is a little bit of medicine when you talk about not only eating the food that you grow, but the growing process. It's exciting. You know, at first you're like doing all this work and wondering, is it worth it? Not that I was wondering, because I know it is. But same time, if you're new to it, you're like, wow, when do I get to see stuff grow and you actually eat it? Well, it takes a while, weeks to months, depending on the crop.
You know, they're going to have to start calling you Farmer Bob.
Farmer, don't do that. Please don't do that.
No? Okay.
I'd rather go with Farmer Bell, but not Bob. I'm not a Bob.
All right. Bob.
Hey, Bob. I wanted to talk about end of hurricane season. I know this isn't on the docket, Super Don, but I mentioned hurricane flu shot. We'll get to that in a moment. But 10 years now, no major hurricane has hit the peninsula known as Florida. 10 years. And, of course, what do our loony liberal environmentalists say? It's global warming. Oh, no, we can't say that because it isn't warming. It's global cooling. No, that was before global warming. It's climate change. And some of us call it weather. And listen, I'm glad that there hasn't been a major landfall in 10 years. I mean, these things ebb and flow. As I've said so many times here, if you really want to talk about the environment, talk about the environment. Don't make stuff up about you can measure the temperature in certain regions of the world and say it's warming or cooling, and then say man is the ultimate cause of it. I mean, that's so arrogant. What is not arrogant is to recognize that we can pollute and kill ourselves and most living things on the planet that are susceptible until we're gone, and then it'll party on without us. But the climate change alarmists, they bought the wrong argument instead of arguing toxins. But if they argued toxins, Al Gore would have never gotten support, would have never had the profitability that he got and that other global warming alarmists have. The ability to make money off of carbon credit trading schemes and taxing on a UN authority, on a global authority. And they would have shut down the very companies that stand to benefit by global carbon tax trading schemes, because they'll be able to afford to buy the pollution credits they need to keep spewing the garbage out and then wiping out, you know, the small producers. Once again, centralizing the bureaucracy and the control of the people of planet Earth by lies, even environmental lies. And I'm just, yeah, we're going to cover it some more. I've been working op-ed to try and get that article done, but when its time has come, he will join us and we'll go into that. We'll go into that. But I called about hurricane flu shot. Hurricane flu shot. It's just this flurry of activity and media and PR campaigns to rush and get everybody to roll up their sleeves and get your flu shot. Well, it's not working so well. According to our first article tonight, NotBed's working on it. He'll have it up in the show notes soon at robertscottbell.com. 64% of Americans are not participating in hurricane flu shot except to get the hell out of the way. And go, not me, not my kids. 64%. There's hope for America, although it should be 94%. I could accept 6% dunderheads, but that means 30, 20. I can't even dunderhead the math. It's 36% dunderhead rate, not 6%, that are still getting the flu shot, despite its efficacy rate being claimed by some in media at 18% for adults and 15% for kids. That's worse than last year's claimed rate of 23%, by the way. And yet, what is the mandated language that has to occur in every flu shot article that would acknowledge it's not working so well this year? Super Don, do you know the sentence I'm looking for here? If not, make it up. You'll get it right.
It's escaping me. What is it?
It's basically, the flu shot is still the single most effective way to prevent the flu, right?
It's only 1% effective. It does carry side effects, but it's the best thing you can do.
The best thing you can do, exactly. In every article, it could cause the flu. We could say it has a negative 6% protection rate. In other words, 6% of the people that get, no one's protected, but 6% will actually get the flu. They'll still say, but it's still the single most effective thing you can do to prevent the flu. That's when you know you're dealing with absolute lunacy. And you cannot believe anything coming out of a mainstream reporter's mouth. even if they're pretty, or maybe especially if they're pretty, because they're just reading the script. It doesn't work, yet it's the single most effective. Hello? Anybody home? 64% are refusing. That's sad, actually. Now, think about it this way. If they got the 80 to 90% compliance rate, because they always argue for a herd immunity, vaccines are necessary for developing herd immunity so no one will get sick. Even if they had 100% compliance and they had at best 18% effectiveness in adults, that would still leave, let me do the math, 82% susceptibility. Now, I'm not here to claim that even 18% are prevented from having the flu, because the only way they measure efficacy is not that you won't or can't get the flu. It's that they can titer some antibodies. They can show you evidence that this flu shot resulted in some measurable antibody responses for that specific strain of the flu, which may or may not even be going around, which you may or may not even interact with. This is an absolute scam from start to finish. There is no legitimacy to the flu shot whatsoever from start to finish. And yet 36% of Americans are still rolling up their sleeves for this. Why don't you drop your drawers while you're at it for the 180, 221 different things that they want to get approved, that the FDA will likely approve, that the CDC will eventually mandate. And speaking of mandatory vaccines, the question is, do they require it where you work? And if you don't get it, like in a healthcare arena, where it's disease management arena in reality, will they give you a button that says, I'm vaccinated? And what I would do is put a sticker over that and say, nope, I'm with stupid, and point to yourself. Now, I know not everybody is stupid that gets this. I know that's probably offensive to some of you, but I understand that some of you are threatened with loss of job if you don't get the flu shot. But they are setting the stage, as I've said, and at risk of being called, what did they call me when I told them that John Stewart was using promoting Nazi-like tactics against
self-hating Jew.
Right. At risk of being called a self-hating Jew, I'm going to say that they are working these Nazi tactics in the healthcare arena to shame people who don't get the flu shot, to make them wear a mask. How long till they put a Star of David with a syringe on it and make you wear that? Absolutely disgusting. If you love liberty, if you recognize the legitimacy of your own immune system and you know how to make it work instead of destroying it with toxic injections, will you be segregated out of the healthcare arena? And if so, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe we'll follow you wherever you go because you understand what real healthcare is, and you likely listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links will be up shortly at robertscottbell.com. Checking in with Chuck Norris after this.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you want to call in live while we're on the air, we got Dr. Batar scheduled. And, of course, it is advanced medicine. We do this every Monday. Oh, remember the what was the code to get on for the vaccine non-vaccinated study? VanVCD.com, right? Van, V-A-N-V-C-D, vaccinated against non-vaccinated. But VanVCD.com, if you haven't signed up. It's, again, it's a free thing. You're actually submitting data associated with your child's or children's vaccination status and health, self-reporting. So we get an assessment of the health of kids who were vaccinated, partially vaccinated, fully vaccinated, not vaccinated at all, and start collating some data. And everybody can have access to it, which is really cool. We'll get some more of that going on. We got some questions of the day happening. We're back after the turkey break. And it is Chuck Norris time. I wish we could get Chuck on the air. I don't think I have a link out to him, but I'd like to interview him because he's come out against Aqua Booty. Give him the Aqua Bounty, the Aqua Booty, GMO salmon. He wrote an article. Does he write for World Net Daily still? Who does he write for?
He did for a long time. I would assume he still does.
I assume he does, but. Yeah, it is. It's a World Net Daily piece, and somebody wrote about it. The martial arts action star Chuck Norris, he's taking his action to a whole new level with recent commentary on the FDA's approval of genetically modified salmon. And he says he will not be eating the GM fish. This was about Aqua Bounty's GM salmon giving the go-ahead. He says, is it just me, or do you also see a big difference between something being generally recognized as safe and something being safe?
That's a reasonable question.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to argue with Chuck Norris on that? Allison Van Inemana, whatever her name is.
What?
It's probably...
Wait a minute. Enanom.
Okay, Enanom. She's a biotech specialist at the University of California, Davis. She was part of Aquabani's tech scientific evaluation. Says there's nothing in the data suggesting that these fish are in any way unsafe. But what about the unintended consequences? Are you asked that? That's what we've been asking forever.
That's what they said about Vioxx.
Right, yeah. Nothing says it's not safe. Well, has it been on the market long enough to test it? Right? Are you going to do like Monsanto does, test it for less than 90 days, say it's all good, and then somebody else has got to take that study and go out 2 years and go, oh, my God, there are salmon tumors in people who eat them. I mean, so Chuck Norris is not eating GMO fish, even if it's available. He says he referred back to a 2013 New York Times poll. Found that 3/4 of all Americans would not eat genetically engineered fish. That's why they don't want it labeled, because they know people don't want this stuff.
Right, right.
People do not want this stuff. Now, question, is there a GMO fish, you know, Chuck Norris joke? I mean, if you want to catch all of these GMO fish and put them away for good, what do? I say, Chuck Norris doesn't have to fish for these fish. He just puts his left foot in the water, and they all jump out into the net. I mean, right? They know. They're not messing with him.
I once heard that Chuck Norris won an underwater breathing contest with a fish.
He did? How did he do that?
Yeah, because he's Chuck Norris.
Right. He went in, and the fish jumped out and tried to breathe air to get away.
That's right.
Well,
you don't mess with Chuck Norris.
No, eliciting Chuck Norris. That's the thing. Jeffrey Smith, where are you? You need to reach out to Chuck Norris.
I heard one time that Chuck Norris threw a grenade and killed 50 people, and then it exploded.
God. That's another one. I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding. Did you know that death once had a near Chuck Norris experience?
That's what I'm talking about. If we send Chuck into Aqua Booty's offices, they would never come out with this garbage. It wouldn't. And that's why I say it seriously. We've got to reach out to Jeffrey Smith and see if he can recruit Chuck Norris into the anti-GMO campaign, because you know Monsanto would run to the planet Zubla Dubla. They would leave this planet finally once and for all, a little faster than they're leaving it at this point. So, way to go, Chuck Norris. So if we can get him on eventually, we'd like to do that. Would like to do that.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah. All right, so if you have a question about the global harming, which is intoxicating and polluting. That's different than global warming, which is nonsense, especially from an anthropomorphic perspective. You arrogant men, liberal men. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with some questions of the day. Got a couple of good ones. See if I can fit them in. If we can't do the cannabis updates this hour, we'll do them with Dr. Batar second hour. Call us now if you'd like to be part of the show. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links will be up shortly at robertscottbell.com, including to the truth about cancer. The sale is on. I think it ends tonight. So go get it, and go get some One World Way. That sale ends today as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
I'll quite hear you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Super Don, you got more Chuck Norris jokes? Because we can just do that all day. First day back from the holidays, right? And he's like, hey, what the heck? Tell some jokes.
Yeah, well, you know, when Chuck Norris walks into a room, he doesn't turn the lights on. He turns... turns the dark off.
Turns the dark off. Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm just thinking of all the imaginative ways that Chuck Norris could be of benefit in the battle against the genetically engineered ingredients. Welcome once again, my friends. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know, I was thinking about that when we're talking about taking time off. Are there any other health shows that broadcast as frequently for as long? I mean, there used to be regular, like, weekday health shows. I don't know if any of them have survived. Are there any?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, even the ones that were, say, the King of the Hill, for example, you know, we talked about the Edsel for
Dean
a while.
Edsel, well, Dean Adell, right? Yeah.
Well, he was on the air. He's gone.
Wasn't he just an hour a day for 5 days a week?
He was an hour, but he did some other things, and he had some little vignettes that he would play and stuff like that. But it blew me away. That was part of my learning experience about radio, about how radio works, was back in the day when I was just, I was banging my head going, why is it Dean Adell's show is so popular? It sucks. It's crap, man.
Yeah, but remember, he was linked at the hip to Rush Limbaugh.
He was part of a package deal. Yeah. You carried Rush Limbaugh, you carried Dean Adell, and that is how he got his numbers inflated. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it wasn't because it was meritorious. Although, the fact is he was promoting some drug agendas, as most of his doctors at that level are. So it's very difficult if you understand media.
And, you know what, I didn't know this in the day, but he was a skepduc.
He was one of the skepducs, too,
He was a totally skepduc, yeah.
Yeah, so any reason we weren't fans of Dean Edsel. So, listen, I want more health shows, not fewer, but... We'll keep going, and I appreciate all y'all supporting this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. And all you have to do is say thanks to those wonderful sponsors that make this message possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, through GCN, our home and syndication, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio. Thank y'all for being here, and occasionally I hear from you. You can call in live at 866-939-BELL or leave a message. Or you can just leave a message at the website.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. Are we ready to do a message from the website, Super Don? Is that okay now?
Let's do it.
We're good for that. Okay. So it's question of the day time. We got a couple of them. Let's see if we can get through them. Let's see. This first one is a shorter one. We'll try that. Where are you hiding? I had it. It's gone. How's that happen? It was related to, here it is, ketogenic diet. No, that's the second one. Oh, this is
Chuck
from
Norris. Rosemary. Must have come by and scared the question of the day away.
That's what happened. That's good. Rosemary is asking this. Dr. Bell, I've been watching the Truth About Cancer Quest for a Cure that you were interviewed for. Where can I get the whole food form of selenium, GTF chromium, and silica? All right, that's an easy one. ChooseToBeHealthy.com. And he's it's Jonathan. You can call up Jonathan. He's got it covered for you all in one place. 866-424-1077. 866-424-1077. And where can I get information on how much to take? Well, some of that information will be available there. Chris Barr, our good buddy and nutritional historian, has been on this show many times over the years, and we've covered the dosing over the years a lot with a great extensiveness, I shall say. So if you go back and search the archives of the Robert Scott Bell Show, what we do is we actually link, as soon as they're ready or soon thereafter, even within the show notes at robertscottbell.com, where you can get a free download of it, or you can go to the other podcast sites that carry it, including GCN, and you can listen at your heart's content. So look for any of those that have Chris Barr as my guest, and we go into a lot of those dosing details. But for the sake of giving you a simple mechanism, bare minimum on selenium is 200 micrograms a day. That's assuming you're already well. If you're dealing with anything at all, you're looking at doubling that to 400 micrograms of the whole food form of selenium we do every day. And when you're dealing with some serious stuff, let me just say it that way, you may be upwards of 800 micrograms or even 1,000. But the form of selenium matters, because if you're not doing the whole food form, you can achieve selenotoxicity, which won't kill you. Might have you losing your hair, getting your brittle nails, but the moment you stop, within a few days, that remediates, basically. But it's not necessary to do that if you take the right form of selenium, which we have linked up in the show notes. You'll see a link to choosetobehealthy.com. The GTF chromium is 100 micrograms 3 times a day, 4 times a day for the more intense situations. And, I do these things. I do them. Now, I might take the chromium once a day, or I might take it 3 times a day, depending on what I need. Or we talk about the pumpkin pie, a little extra sweet in your tooth or wherever else it goes. You may want to take that extra chromium on that day, because you are overloading a little bit of that carbohydrate, if you will. Silica is interesting. It's something it's hard to get a lot of. particularly because the soils have been robbed and most of the food has been robbed because of that or refined out. So silica from a whole food form is basically concentrated from the tea of the horsetail extract in a food complex. So it is food. And when I say 5,000 milligrams a day or more, it's not actually 5,000 milligrams of silica, but in the context of that tablet, it's the equivalent. And this is where you're taking three tablets a day, actually four times a day. Three, four, that's the 12 a day. That's the silica challenge to shore up the connective tissue of the body to make it very difficult and darn near impossible for cancer to metastasize and spread to other areas of the body. Good luck to I don't really believe in luck. It's an easy thing to say. We say good luck. How about prayers are with you, whatever. But basically, take matters into your own hands here. Don't wait around. The doctors are not going to necessarily endorse the use of whole food supplementation. They try to tell you that it's dangerous to take supplements like antioxidants when you're on chemo, when it could be the only thing that keeps your healthy cells alive. So I don't give a lot of credence to these doctors, especially these cancer doctors. Maybe we'll talk more about that with Dr. Bitar. Here's another one. Hello, Robert and crew. Love the show and the broad message of freedom. Briefly. Oh, this is not briefly. Anytime somebody says briefly, Super Don, you know it's going to be long.
Right.
Exactly. Briefly. My wife and I are both in our mid-40s, having been living a healthier life for the past 4 years, but find the progress slow and occasionally challenging. Yeah, that's part of healing. We take no medications or antibiotics. We don't eat GMO foods. We eat organic. And we have tried to do a slow detox to clean up our systems. My wife has thyroid issues, likely Hashimoto's, and also likely mercury toxicity from her amalgams, working on it. I say likely as we have not been to the doctor since I was treated for gout 4 years ago. I treated myself, stopped the medication, and simply removed refined sugar from the diet. The power to heal was mine. I love it. You can tell he's a long-time listener. I will forgive you your non-brevity. It's okay. My underlying condition revolves around autoimmunity and likely candida overgrowth, and I've been treating it as such. My question is this. I've been researching moving us to a ketogenic diet, for us less than 20 grams of carbs daily, and want to know your thoughts on the matter. Will this help our conditions improve? Yeah, when you starve your body of these carbs and you train your body to relinquish them from the fat cells, that will largely be of benefit to you. I'm not saying that you need to be on it forever and ever and ever. But the ketogenic diet has proven to be very helpful in stubborn circumstances. But there is a concern you should be aware of, and we're going to get to it in a moment because I think this listener actually understands this. He asks anything we should be aware of. I'll get to that, all right. We will be supplementing with whole food chromium, silicon, selenium, and want to introduce fulvic acid from Dr. Daniel Newsom. Excellent. Very good. The latter two items are over my concern that burning stored fat will lead to release of toxic burdens in our bodies. You see, Steve, you are spot on. That is exactly where I was going. The risk that you pose by forcing your body to seek energy from your fat cells is that those very same fat cells are the storage places for a toxic burden, a fat-soluble toxic burden, persistent organic pollutants, heavy metals, pesticides, you name it, that have been stored away to protect your vital organs from corruption, from damage. And if you go on this ketogenic diet and you start burning those fat, yes, you will relinquish some of those toxins, and so you've got to be careful about it. That's why it is not responsible to go on a ketogenic diet or any other diet without also simultaneously shoring up and opening the pathways wide of elimination. Your liver, your kidneys, your colon, your lymph, your skin, far infrared saunas, lymphatic drainage, detoxification. Our friends at Carnivora would be an excellent source for this. I'm doing Carnivora. I'm on three capsules three times a day right now. And they also have a lymph drainage product, which is excellent. That might be something that I would recommend. Yeah, in fact, it is something I would recommend highly, Steve, for you. Based on what you're doing, where you're at, what you need to do. Also, we also know we need to watch our sodium, magnesium, and potassium levels. Okay, and then he says, "I want to keep this short." for your sake. No, it didn't need to be short, Steve. This is a great question. And your commentary within the question is even greater, and I appreciate you. And he says, I hope this is enough for you to give me your thoughts. Yes, it was enough for me to give me your thoughts. I may ask Dr. Batar about the ketogenic diet, his perspective on it, just in a broad general sense. We'll see if we can goad him to answer that question. Thank you for doing what you do and taking the time to advise. No, I'm not advising. I'm just giving you information. Hopefully I can meet you again as I did at a nullification event in Philadelphia a few years ago. Steve, best wishes. Steve, that was very kind. And, man, I just think about the Nullification Now tour that they had. Where is Michael Bolden when you need him? I want him back on this show. There's so much. Tomorrow is like the National Giving Day, evidently, Tuesday after Thanksgiving. There's a good charity for you, and I don't even know if they're 501c3, but if they aren't, that's even more reason to give, because they're not falling into the trap of the government begging, asking permission to be nonprofit. That's another trap. It's a trap! Who is it, General somebody or other that said that?
Oh, Admiral
Akbar. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a trap. 501c3
is a trap.
You know what else is a trap? The IRS is trying to restrict your travel. They want to get a hold of your passports. Interesting stuff. See what we can get to. 866-939-BELL, or you can leave a message there, or you can go to the website, robertscottbell.com. We can answer some questions just like we did that. Teens, do you have teenagers, or have you already had them? There's a story about that. And SEX, oh my goodness, cover your ears. We're going to cover the story after the break.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Okay, let's see, what else we got? Anything else on the question today? I think we answered it pretty well. We got, let's see, the ketogenic question. I'm just thinking there was something I might have left off from there, but it was good. I love it when we have listeners that not only ask questions, but they, within the body of the questions, you can tell they actually are receiving the information we're delivering here and applying it appropriately.
Right.
That is really, you know, if you're a teacher, and really the true origin of the word doctor, we've talked about this, or physician, is not only healer, but it's a teacher. It's one who teaches you how to heal. And I think the best thing you could ever have happen if you're a teacher is to see comprehension in action. That what you're delivering is not just, you know, rote memorization. People are actually taking these principles, putting them into action, and their lives are better off for it. They're empowered. It's exciting to me. That's just like it. That pumps me up. Okay, forget it. We're not taking another day off for another year now.
Oh,
no, just
okay.
Kidding. No, this means it's okay. But once in a while, we can take a break, and it's okay. The people will survive, right? Now, I'm not so pretentious to think it's me. I'm just a messenger, if you will. I'm passing through based on my experience as such, but it's very exciting to let loose on this information in this way, unabated, unadulterated, so to speak, and not, you always, that you were always worried about the corporate influence, right? We never really had that, where the brass upstairs would say, no, you can't send that message. That goes against this sponsor or that.
Right.
Yeah.
No collusion, correct?
No, that's good. Now, you as a dad, you've been through this already. The teenagers are done. But you've got to be wary today. You know, about the SEX talk, and that leads to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope? Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8. You're crazy!
No. What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by the Common Sense Club that includes parents with common sense. It turns out, at least according to the headline, that teens are more cautious about sex when parents set some rules.
Oh. Well.
Wait a second. Wait a second. We were under the impression that when it was a free-for-all or whatever, no, come on, really? That parents matter, that the participation in the raising of their children may have an impact on their children's behavior? We just didn't get that. How did that not happen? Now, it's funny, this afternoon, Superdome, we had one of my son's friends, our teenagers, she came over because she's going to watch the cat for us, or feed the cat, because we've got a big event going to with Ty Bollinger. We got the Truth About Cancer, a global quest, the awards banquet ceremony. So we wanted to make sure the cat was fed. She came over, and they were talking about, she ended up going from the Montessori to the public school. My son has gone to Christian Academy. And, you know, they were talking about what's going on out there with teens, teen sex. You know, we were there chatting, and, you know, she was saying how, well, there's, you know, one girl who's pregnant in school, but every message in the school, this is not about parents now, even if you don't want, if you're sending your kids to public school, the message is wear a raincoat. Everybody put on your polyurethane before you leave the house. I mean, that is the message that's going on. And, of course, at the academy
raincoat,
where my son,
raincoat.
What's that? Raincoat.
Wink, wink. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Is that what they say? Condoms everywhere is what they say. Rain. Mm-hmm. But at my son's school, of course, it's like, don't touch another human.
Ah.
It's a whole different message in those schools. So.
You know, yeah. It's funny because you brought up the whole, I haven't heard actually a condom called a raincoat in a long time. That's kind of an old term. But mm-hmm. Did you know, here's a fun fact.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris does not use a condom. You know why?
No, I don't know why.
Because there is no protection from Chuck Norris.
There is none. Or I was just thinking the ovaries would run away.
But you know what? I did hear one time he flushed the condom.
Uh-oh.
And you know what happened?
I don't know.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking, you know, if he has daughters and there's some guy was going to take her out for the prom, the only birth control needed was, again, Chuck Norris's left foot.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a break. Dr. Bitar is going to be with us. It's Advanced Medicine coming up. RobertScottBell.com for all the notes. Thank you, my friends. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.